But a lot of times you have credit, you, all of a sudden a hospital will tag you. You know, and
it happens to probably more than half the people.
2 or 3 days, $30,000 is nothing.
Right.
$100,000, boom. So you look at that, you go, okay, you're behind on this. But I will tell you, if you'll go talk to them, a lot of times they'll work with you too. Say, I just can't make these kind of payments with you.
Right.
You know, you're going to put me. And so I'm not saying I'm speaking for the hospitals, but I'm saying a lot of times they're sympathetic to.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be though, where that you could call the hospital and say, I'll pay you $5 a month. Now you call the hospital, and if you owe them quite a bit of money, you set up a $500 a month payment. Mm-hmm. But still, you owe the money. You need to pay the money. And we always advise you to pay. Now, if you have late past due collections from 3 years ago, I may tell you that take care of them after we get the loan. Okay, because that's going to change your last active date, and it could bring your score down. So in cases like that, we might say
that's crazy to me too.
It is. It is crazy, but sometimes it will. So we may say take care of those items after you buy your house, not before.
And we're back, Valerie. You know, somebody that does this all the time can tell you, and I can't too, because the way they figure your credit score is. Have you ever heard anybody ever give you the exact, one plus one plus one? I haven't ever.
It is not scientific, and it's also not consistent. It is it's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't understand. And I deal with it every day, all day long. And there does not make a lot of sense how it works.
Well, I'll tell you, and because of you, you told me not to do this. I have I only use two credit cards. One I use for the office, one for personal. And I have like three other ones. Mm-hmm. I don't use them.
Right.
And I thought, well, I'll just cancel them. And you said, do not cancel. See, that's crazy.
Yeah, the old days it was as if you had so much available credit, it hurt you. Now, the more available credit you've got, the more it helps you on your credit score.
Unbelievable.
So you don't want to cancel credit cards. Now, if you have 20 credit cards, because trust me, I see people that have like every department store. And they owe them like $20, $30, things like that. You don't need all of those. But again, while you're getting a house, don't change anything drastic. Don't close anything. Don't buy anything. And oh my gosh, I cannot tell you in the last couple of months how many people went out and bought new cars before we closed the house loan. Do not buy anything until we close your house. That is all of them went through. But boy, did we have to scramble at the last minute to prove everything up. Do not do that. That makes it, if you're going to buy a car and you have to buy a car, you need to tell me.
I got one that actually one of my clients did to you. Remember, she quit her job.
Oh, yeah.
Closing. Yeah, that doesn't work out well.
No. Yeah, we make you go get a job really, really quickly at jobs you may not want so that we can still qualify you.
You know, one thing, and you were one of the few people, and I was not. I was the one, oh, my God, the sky is falling, with the new regulations on how we were going to close houses with the 3 days and that stuff.
And it's actually worked out fine.
It has.
It really has not extended closing dates. At first it did because I think we were all like deer in the headlight
The first original deal was if there was anything for any reason, scared me.
And we're not seeing that happen.
Well, then they changed it to where it was for the right reasons.
Yeah, for the APRs and for the loan amounts and the stuff like that. So it's really gone fine. The biggest thing that I I'm not going to worry about it in April because I still only got 1 week left in April. But in May, I'm just going to make a bigger point to go over the closing disclosure instead of, you know, pointing out because people, it's 5 pages. I mean, lots of people don't understand it. So not just giving you here's your payment, here's how much you're going to owe. Instead, going over it from top to bottom, I'm gonna make a point to do that a little bit better.
And let's talk about a lot of people don't understand APR, and you're at closing. They go, Scott, she told me it was going to be 4%, and this is 4.225.
Right.
And I go, okay, that's not your interest rate. If you look at your note, that's on your note, it says your interest rate, and that'll say 4%.
Right.
Okay. But if you also look, everybody I know is going to have an origination fee or a
closing fees
fee
of some sort,
or kind of fee.
Yeah. If you start getting to points, like discount points, like 2 points, which is the old days of the Badlanders, then those APRs shot up to like you had a, 4% interest rate, and you'd go up to 6 on your APR. That's what an APR is for, is when it's a drastic difference, not when it's a difference just because of minor closing costs.
Because the APR is actually the yield that the bank gets on that. Mm-hmm. So any up front, if it's a dollar up front, that counts as them getting more interest.
Right. It's never going to be exactly the same interest rate and the APR, unless it's like a VA in the seller. Well, no, because you still have your funding fee.
Unless you're disabled.
Unless you're disabled. 10% or more disabled, no funding fee.
We're running out of time. We always run out of time with you, and we have so much good information. But another deal is let's just talk each, like VA right there. a disability. And what is it?
10%.
10%.
And lots of people are 10% disabled.
And you ask them, they kind of give you that look. Well, yeah, why? I said, because it just saved you thousands of dollars.
I ask them the whole process. I'll ask them 10 times, are you disabled?
Yes.
Because you do save money. Also, if you don't know this, if you're a vet, disabled.
We like working with vets.
We love vets. 100% disabled. You pay no property taxes. Do you know what a difference that makes on people? I just closed one, and he was thrilled to death. I mean, got a nice house with an awesome payment, and that's what we deserve to help the vets, and that's where we help them, is that if you're 100% VA disabled, no property taxes.
Well, I'll tell you that in the last several years, for the first time in my career, which I've seen, which is kind of spooky, it's good because it shows how low the interest rates have gotten. But the P&I payment, your principal and interest, was about the same as your taxes and insurance.
Isn't that crazy?
You could figure, okay, your payment's like 800, your taxes are 150, and your insurance is 100. So, now you're saying, okay, your taxes and insurance are 700, and your payment's 780.
Yeah, it kind of blows people's minds sometimes.
So, yes, what she's saying is, and picking the right insurance company.
That's
we're
right.
saying right, not the cheapest.
Exactly. But now
but
I will,
not the most expensive.
Exactly.
Either.
I always tell people if they're close on qualifying, a Cadillac policy is not what we need. We need a normal policy, something that will pay in case of a problem but not get you crazy out there. And then as you get used to your house payment, you can always get better.
Absolutely. Or you can do an additional add-on to your insurance after the fact.
That's right.
It's not it. So see, folks, there's a lot of good reasons. If you have any questions, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 659-4949 or come see me. I am in the Crockett National Bank on the third floor.
Now, is it still
mortgage financial services?
Big time?
Oh my gosh, if you come in, it looks like it's a war zone. But the bank is remodeling everything right now.
So that'll be nice.
Yes.
You go up there.
It'll be very nice.
It's probably better just to stop by and then talk to her mom, Marissa, right at the front desk. Sweet, sweet, sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes, she is.
You're on the phone a lot.
I am.
What about email? Email would probably be better to get
but,
to you.
But if you leave a message, I will call you back.
Fact, you will.
Yes, I will. I will, I will. You can email me at, let's go, Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E-A, at WCC.net.
And don't forget, Scott, we got the NFL draft this Thursday.
Yes.
Position?
Yes.
The Cowboys will select.
And Valerie gets to pick on air. She'll be the first one to pick on air.
Do you want to get multiple choice here, make it easier for Valerie?
Okay.
Yes, that would probably be good.
Go ahead.
Well, since they just had another defensive end get suspended, your choices are quarterback, defensive end, and let's say maybe...
cornerback.
So defensive back, defensive end, that's a lineman, or quarterback.
Of which one's going to be picked first?
Yes, for the Cowboys.
Oh, please be a quarterback.
I'm going to go against you.
Are you really?
I'm going to say for sure it's going to be a defensive player. And I'm saying just because what Jeremy said, we just had another one suspended. You've noticed the Cowboys lost a lot of their games because the defense didn't hold the lead in the second half.
Boza.
I'm going to go with him from
Ohio State.
You
still have to have a quarterback.
You got to have
it. I think Manziel will go get fixed, and they will hire him.
Oh, God. Folks, on that note, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll catch you next Sunday.